Hello, Internet. We are back. We are here. We are awake at this hour in the morning. Once again, I set my alarm clock for 3:39 after two straight weeks of waking at 8 a.m. I can't tell you how my heart sinks into its chest every time we come off vacation and I got to flick my little alarm over to, 3:39 to get back to work. I put an Instagram story up. It's Dave, by the way. Welcome. It is the Daily Podcast, the John DeBella Show, in case you're new to this whole thing here. But we've been off since December 20th was our last show. Did you miss us? Okay. Anyway, back to, I posted an Instagram story of my alarm being set for 3:39, and I had a bunch of people DM me saying, you know, what's the deal with the 3:39? Why not a nice round number? Well, the Apple iPhone defaults to a 9-minute snooze, and there's something a little off-putting about waking up on an odd number. I'm neurotic, I guess. Yeah, sure. But I also have it timed out perfectly to make sure that I can get gas, coffee, pick up a hitchhiker, some incidental, and still make it here to the station at 5 a.m. right in the nick of time. Get every single last second of sleep I can. I think I accomplished that today. We're off and running. Here's the clips from today's show. It's Monday, January 6th, 2020. Get used to writing that 20 at the end of your checks and whatnot. Actually, we talked about that today. There's some 2020 fraud that you need to be aware of. The Eagles lost, of course, yesterday in the wild card playoffs. Ricky Gervais did an amazing job mocking the entertainment elite last night at the Golden Globes. We talked iPatch Guy, shared four random facts, had a Monday morning mashup that I created what feels like years ago, thinned the herd as always on a Monday morning, and had our big announcement of who Debbie Calton's replacement will be. I won't spoil it in case you didn't hear the 9 a.m. crossover. It's in here for you. Enjoy. Happy New Year, everybody. It is the Daily Podcast.
You have no idea how comforting hearing that song is this morning. And it is, I have been aching to get back on the air for days now. I like a 2-week vacation, but this time was too much for me.
It did seem super long.
It was forever.
Like extra.
It was absolutely extra long. Forever.
Time machine.
Morning.
Yeah. You know?
I'm ready for vacation.
I had a feeling that
I'm ready.
I was waiting for that.
When does it start?
Speaking of vacations.
a couple things. One, wasn't it just perfect that Carson would be the next guy to get hurt?
It was the perfect way to button up the season.
And on a dirty hit also. But the way that they lost, at first I thought them getting sacked on the fourth down play, fourth and goal,
fourth and whatever it was, in the red zone.
I was like, oh, you know what? That's probably the right way to end the season. That's perfect for the 2019-20 season. And then they got burnt over the top on third and whatever to really end the game. I said, nope.
That's the way
to end it with the secondary getting burned.
50-yard bomb. Like, whatever. Oh, we made the playoffs. No one even expected that.
Although I may have coined a new nickname.
Uh-oh.
All right. Bad luck Wentz.
Worst luck Wentz.
Worst luck Wentz. Yeah, oh, my sucks, God. I mean, it's just.
And for a game with 33 flags to not call one on that hit.
Right. Yeah. But, you know, I think I figured it out. And in 3 years, we will be in the Super Bowl again.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Because, what's the math?
Well, it's like, okay, so we didn't make Wentz didn't make the playoffs last year. Mm-hmm. This year he makes the wild card, but gets knocked out of the game.
I see what you're doing.
Next year we get into the finals, right? Uh-huh. But he gets something happens and he can't compete, right? And eventually, in 3 years, finally, when he finally makes through an entire game, it was the Super Bowl.
All right,
it's like the reverse of the Phillies' decline.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, boy.
Exactly.
Okay.
It's a process, from what I understand.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Today is when it starts. Another $1,000 or the first $1,000 to be handed out for Grand Cash Railroad. Now, remember, we've got a short code. If you text stuff into our text number, if you text it to MGK, MGK, you're going to get nowhere. So make sure you pay attention to what the short code is. I believe it's, was it still 45911? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
Sounds right to me.
I'm saying yeah. I'm not really sure.
If not,
been a while.
No, no, no,
45911.
45911. That's the short code. That's what you want to use when we start handing out the cash. Because if you go anywhere else, if you text it into us at MGK, MGK, you're not getting squat that way. So I don't want you to win the money because you got bills to pay. 36 degrees outside right now. Did you watch, anybody watch the Golden Globes last night?
Yes. I did.
Part of it.
I was glued after the opening monologue.
I wanted to watch them, but the post game was like, you know, and they had a countdown on the post game, and I go, you know what? I don't even have 14 minutes to wait. I can't sit through this for 14 minutes. And I went to look at something else, and next thing I knew, I was asleep. But of course, you know, and of course, Ricky Gervais pissed people off. Then why do you invite him to do it?
I want Ricky to host every award show from here forth.
So do I. Here's just some of what Ricky had to say.
But you all look lovely, all dolled up. You came here in your limos. I came here in a limo tonight, and the license plate was made by Felicity Huffman. So, no. Shush.
Shush.
Lots of big celebrities here tonight. I mean, legends, icons, yeah? Look, at this table alone. Al Pacino, Robert De Niro, Baby Yoda. That's Joe Pesci, sorry. I love you, man. Don't have me whack. The Irishman was amazing. Long, but amazing. It wasn't the only epic movie. Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, nearly 3 hours long. Leonardo DiCaprio attended the premiere, and by the end, his date was too old for him. So...
oh, God. You gotta love him.
The John DiBella Podcast.
This, wow.
John DiBella.
Wow, you're so dominant.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Wow.
MGK.
Kansas, carry on, wayward son. We've got to ask somebody from Kansas, whoever's from Kansas the next time they're on, why did they sing Carry On, My Wayward Son, but they titled the song Carry On, Wayward Son? I always feel like, you know, and habit has me say Carry On, My Wayward Son.
Maybe there wasn't room on the album cover.
Maybe it wasn't, right.
The formatting. All about that.
That was it.
It was an ELO album, right?
Oh, that's true. Yeah, ELO was a miscommunication. Okay. All right, fine. We'll give him. Well, we'll find out next time we speak to someone from...
Eye Patch Guy?
Okay. Next time we speak to Eye Patch Guy. 36 degrees outside. Mixed sun and clouds today. The high temperature about 46.
Is there anybody else?
I think we literally say that to his face when he's on with us, if I remember.
I think we have said it to him. Yeah.
Check the podcast.
Song Stories is coming up at 7:10. Michael McDonald's first Doobie Brothers single is what we're going to be dealing with. What you're dealing with now is traffic. Cindy Graham is here. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Welcome back.
Well, thank you so much. How was your holiday?
I spent it eating cookies and trying not to get sick from the other people in my family that were sick. So it was fun.
Remember that big bucket of cookies and fudge and everything that you gave me for Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
I'm the only one who ate it. Because no one else got to see it. I took it home. I brought it down to my office, and I was like, oh, I have a cookie. Yeah, I have a cookie. Oh, here's a piece of veg. I think it lasted maybe 2 days. I'll hear from my cardiologist about that any minute now.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow, I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
Okay, well, here it is, the very first week of the new year. Kind of the very first full week of the new year, which means we've got to get to...
And now it's time for...
Ah!
Random
facts.
1, 2, 3,
bah! All right, Cindy, get us going.
Okay, a word with two opposite meanings is called a contronym. Okay. Like the word dust can refer to actual dust or the act of removing dust.
Oh, wow. I never thought about that. All right, what do you got?
The guy who created Dos Equis was born in Germany, but he randomly loved the idea of making a Mexican beer, so in 1897, he moved to Mexico to create it.
Oh, wow, there's commitment.
That's neat.
Dave?
I got another one with words. Spandex got its name because it's an anagram of expands.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right. Now, seeing that we're in a new decade, the number one song at the end of the last decade was Empire on My Mind by Jay-Z and Alicia Keys. Uh-huh. The final number one 2 decades before ago in December 1999 was Smooth.
Yes!
By Santana and Rob Thomas.
The millennial anthem.
According to these two, the only song ever recorded.
Or that matters.
All right. All right. In 1989, Another Day in Paradise by Phil Collins. And in 1979, I know, Cindy, you're going to love this.
Yes.
It was Escape, the Pina Colada song by Rupert Holmes. And there you have them, ladies and gentlemen.
Random
facts.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK. You know the bands, you know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by Meineke. Meineke, America's choice for auto repair. Michael McDonald, of course, is going back out on the road with the Doobie Brothers. So we figured, you know, it is a good time to dig up some stuff that we've talked to Michael about. And I remember talking to him about taking it to the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And Michael told us that the lyrics were inspired by a conversation he had with his sister Maureen.
I always loved gospel music, and I more or less was writing some kind of a gospel musical phrase in my head. But the lyric idea really stemmed from a conversation I had with Maureen about the state of society in terms of inner city and all the hundreds of thousands of kids that grow up in that environment who have to somehow look at the world and glean some kind of a hopeful attitude from what they're exposed to, and how impossible really that must be if you walk in their shoes and see the world that they see day in and day out.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Bon Jovi, Dead or Alive, Wanted Dead or Alive. I was at a jazz club over Christmas vacation.
You too?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. And what, you were at one also?
No.
Okay. Right.
I used to go to Warm Daddy's all the time here in the city.
There was some band that was playing, and it was all high school and college kids, right? And being led by this guy Joe Bon Jovi, right? And I turned to the host, and I said to him, I said that's John's uncle or cousin or something like that. He goes, no, he spells his name completely different. I said, really? I said, how's he spell it? He goes, with a G. I said, that's the way he spells it, except a lot of people don't know that. Bon Jovi's name does not have a J in it.
Correct.
All right? It's a G, right? But people would have such a hard time pronouncing it.
He went phonetic.
He went phonetic. Yeah. All right? So he's going, really? That's really? I said, I'm not sure, but I'm pretty sure it is. All right? So 36 degrees outside right now. Mixed sun and clouds today. The high temperature, about 46 degrees. We've got the Monday morning mashup coming up for those Patrick Warburton tickets. And with it being, I saw this news story. Cindy, you might find this interesting.
Okay.
What the hell did I do with it?
First day back in 2 weeks.
Check the trash can.
Yeah, exactly.
Same place it's been the last 6 years.
Recycling. Taylor, bring him the bin.
It was out in the open. That's why I couldn't find
okay.
it.
Okay. He hadn't thrown it away.
All right. I have to tell you, if anybody does this, they deserve to get scammed. They deserve what they come. People are already signing their checks when they put the date in, right? Or any form, signing it 20. You know, like we did, like 6/4/19,
right?
Mm-hmm. Right. The problem is that someone can come along. So, say you send a check to somebody and you sign it 20, right? Someone next year could take that same check, put 21 after it, right, and try to deposit it again.
Mm.
All right,
that's tricky.
Well, yeah, and
the front, the prefix,
right,
the suffix.
Right. So if you put in 1/6/20 as the date. Someone could change the date to whatever they
whatever.
The other way around, they could put 19 on the check, right? If you just put 20 and say it was a contract, and now tell you, sorry, your contract's over. Look, it says 2019.
This is like a whole new Y2K.
Yeah, it is. It is. Most of this probably won't happen, but you know.
Right.
But if you're too lazy to put in 2020, you deserve to have it happen to you.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
Welcome to the Monday
Morning Mashup.
Boil them, mash them, stick them in a stew.
Thank God it's Monday.
Mash.
Slice, dice, chip, chop.
The Monday Morning Mashup.
If you've never encountered the mashup before, Dave takes two songs. He interweaves them in such a magical way that it is difficult to figure out what the two songs are. But if you could do it, you can get tickets to see Patrick Warburton. He is coming to Punchline Philly this Friday, a 9:45 show. Tickets could be yours if you can figure out what it is. And this morning, it sounds like this. Now let's see what Dan has to say. Good morning, Dan. How you doing?
Pretty good, John. How about yourself?
I am fine. How's well? Happy New Year to you. I guess I should start
New
there.
Year to you too, guys.
Thank you very much. Don't you hate when people say Happy New Year's?
I'm
only having one. Right?
I don't.
I'm
hate
more
it, but
disturbed
I'm
by what's going on in the background.
Yeah, what is going on in the background in your house, Dan?
Not a whole hell of a lot.
No. Okay. All right. Well. Okay. Well, let's get to the answer here. What do you think? What are the two songs for the Monday morning mashup?
Tom Petty, Don't Come Around Here No More. Rihanna, Fleetwood Mac.
Is that a buzzsaw?
Where are you?
Chapter 69 Street Shop.
Oh, okay.
We keep hearing
yeah, this is
in the background.
Right. Yeah. Don't Come Around Here No More and Rihanna. And that, my good man, is incorrect. Let's get over to Jared. Good morning, Jared. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I am damn fine. So what do you think it is? What are the two songs in a Monday morning mashup?
Gotcha. He was right with the Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, Don't Come Around Here No More. But then it's The Chain. By
it's The Man. Chain.
I think nice. We have a wiener.
Bing, 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 bing.
Absolutely correct, my man. You're going to go see Patrick Warburton this coming Friday night, and we're going to hear both of those songs. Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK. Keep in mind, 8 o'clock this morning, we start handing out cash with Grand Cash Railroad. Right now, we play Fleetwood Mac and Tom Petty.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Mm-mm-mm-mm-mm.
102.9 MGK.
At 9 o'clock this morning, we unveil our new and welcome our new midday host.
Yep.
Yeah.
Whoever they may be.
We have the booby trap set, right?
Yeah,
we're good to go?
Yeah, everything's set up. That okay, nothing's going to work right for this person.
Cool.
All right, but perfect. We will. We'll do it. Well, you know, let's, Taylor, let's Facebook Live it.
Let's do that.
Okay. We'll Facebook Live it. Should we Instagram Live it also?
Let's get crazy.
We have two cameras that'll do that, don't we?
Yeah, we
two
do.
Phones. We're so modern. Thank God it's National Technology Day. That's why we're really right up on it.
The John DiBella Podcast.
I'm trying to figure out some way to appear humble.
Philadelphia's Classic Rock, 102.9 MGK.
Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, you might want to be on Facebook Live or Instagram because we will introduce you to our new midday host. But right now, we will introduce you to, well, some idiots.
Maybe the midday host is an idiot. You never know.
It's possible. All right, let's start off with this idiot. A 50-year-old guy named Marvin Cumberworth tried to return a cell phone to a North Vernon, Indiana store on Friday. He forgot that he was storing his meth pipe in the box instead of the phone. So when the employees found it, they called the cops. The cops tracked down Marvin and found a small amount of meth on him. And they found a bunch more at his house, along with 6 ounces of pot. He eventually admitted he sells drugs to supplement his income. Nice. So he's facing charges for dealing. Why would you tell that to a cop? I sell drugs to supplement my income.
You got advertised.
He also accidentally got his friend arrested also. 40-year-old James Earl was at Marvin's house when the cops show up. Must have been one of the people he was supplementing his income
heck
with.
Yeah.
All right. And they were charged on multiple charges of possession and paraphernalia.
In the herd.
Over to you, Steve.
Well, we'll start off by saying that my person has three names.
Okay.
So you know where it's going to go.
Yeah, that's always going to be bad.
32-year-old woman named Sunny Ray Firestone was at a Walmart in Uniontown.
Wait. Go
I
back.
Love that name.
Go back. I love the name.
Sunny Ray Firestone.
Okay.
Yes.
Like
she
a
was at a Walmart out by Pittsburgh. So Uniontown, PA. On Tuesday, she tried to shoplift an entire cart full of stuff. She forgot that it was Shop with a Cop Day at Walmart.
Come on.
There were cops buying toys with underprivileged kids throughout the entire store. Someone spotted Sunny Ray Firestone trying to steal all the stuff, and the many, many, Many cops in the store quickly swarmed around her, and she was arrested and charged with retail theft.
In the herd.
Dave?
There's a 43-year-old named Heitor Schiave in northern Brazil.
I do that on purpose today.
Yeah, you really do.
I find
it's
these
become
stories.
Apparent. Anyway, Heitor's 60-year-old mother, Maria, recently failed her driving test 3 times. So last week, Heitor does Ma a favor. He dresses up as her and takes the driving test for her. And he actually pulled it off. He had the wig, the makeup, painted nails, floral print, blouse, and skirt. He was rocking it really well. Well enough that he fooled the staff of the driving school into letting him take the test. But his scam got blown up because the driving instructor in the car with him realized, probably heard the deep, bassy voice from Heitor, and also realized he looked nothing like the picture on her ID. He was arrested for fraud and misuse of his mom's ID.
In the herd.
We have pictures of that, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Up on the
coming
website.
Up.
All right. And lastly this morning, a guy was working at a subway in La Cruces, New Mexico, when a man and a woman in masks killed the power for the store, busted inside, threatened the guy, and robbed the place.
Oh, scary.
But as they were yelling at him, the guy recognized one of their voices. It was his 22-year-old co-worker, Lorena Martin. Yeah, he called the cops, and they tracked down Lorena and the guy she was with, a 19-year-old guy named Angel Espinosa. They admitted they had robbed the subway, and the police said that Lorena told them that she did it because, quote, she wanted to teach one of the employees a lesson about what could happen late night as part, you know, in that part of town.
Huh.
Surprisingly, the police didn't believe Lorena, and her and Angelo have both been arrested on robbery.
In the
herd. The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Today's version of this big dumb show comes to its timely halt, and we are about to go live on Facebook and Instagram because it has come to that time of the morning, ladies and gentlemen, for us to introduce you to our new midday host. We told you, Debbie retired. Debbie is, I was going to say Debbie's gone. No, she's still alive. She's just not working here anymore. And we said that we would have a new midday host once the new year came along, and that person, ladies and gentlemen, is... Is he the one shaking the microphone?
I don't know.
Oh, it was me. Sorry, I'm filming live and trying to get my headphones on at the same time.
I see, okay. It is a name that you know and love. You can't live without him, ladies and gentlemen. The one, the only, I can't believe I'm working with him again. Matt Cord!
Yay!
Matt Cord is going to be doing middays
right
here, and we're very excited.
John DeBella!
How many times have we done this? Is this the second or the third radio session we've done this at?
Definitely the second.
Definitely the second?
Maybe the third.
All right. Did you ever probably work at YSB?
I never did.
No, okay, well, lucky you.
I scammed him a few times.
Lucky you.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, you have no idea how excited I am over the fact that you are working
here. That means a lot to me.
All right, because now for the first time, for the very first time in my entire career, I'm the guy at the station with the longest hair.
Oh, no, look.
What is that?
I did this for you.
Oh, my God. Oh, you son of a bitch.
Turn the tables.
Bring your hair back.
We got all bald guys. Now I'm like, oh no, we don't. 3 weeks over the holidays.
Wow.
Yeah, this is about as much as I can grow.
Yeah. Boy. I was gonna say, go back to the short. Definitely go back to the short.
I'm like, I need shampoo now.
Yeah. I saw Andre a few weeks ago, and it was like this fuzz thing happening on his head. Like, no. Yeah. No. Just wear it with pride.
Yeah.
Just wear it with pride.
I did that for you today.
Damn it.
I don't know the last time I saw you with hair.
Yeah.
And I've known you for quite some time now.
I do. As a matter of fact, Alyssa, one of my most vivid memories, and this is just so incredibly gay, right? But one of my most vivid memories of you is when we were working at MMR at 5th and Market.
Uh-huh.
It was summertime. You came in one day in overalls, you know, the suspender overalls.
You know that
right?
Look.
But no t-shirt. Yeah. And only one strap.
Yeah. What?
No. Yeah.
He went crisscross.
Right. And I was like, no, he didn't go crisscross. Yeah, like one was hanging off and the other one was holding it up.
Bro.
Yeah. All right. And I'm like, oh, that's
I wore that outfit for a whole day broadcast from Lollapalooza. Right around that same time. Every picture with every artist, like, they're like, look at me like, that's what you're wearing?
Oh, my God.
Like, what outfit lost out to that when you were getting dressed today? The no shirt? I'll have to bring that back, though.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that's what we want to see.
Okay.
That's what I was saying.
Okay.
So when do we all start getting Sixers swag?
Oh, yeah.
Never. I've been asking for years. I see him on TV. Yo, Matt, that's a sweet hat. Can I get one? Nah. Oh, it's a sweet zip you
Tell
got.
About
a
the autographed picture.
Oh, well, we got one, too. You Remember, we wanted it. We wanted something from the Sixers for Radiothon, and I asked for maybe something signed by Joel.
Yeah, you were like, I'll give you a ball when you get Joel and me to sign
it. We'll even give it to you.
I can't do that.
So they sent us a T.J. McConnell signed poster.
Thanks. It wasn't Sixers. Even a poster. It was a photo.
So?
It was a photo.
He's still playing in the NBA.
Wait, the best part of that.
Tell him.
The best part, Matt, when he was with at our sister station, Ben was doing their Radiothon and asked the Sixers for something, and they sent him a signed Amir Johnson photo. He's not even on the team anymore.
And I work for the team.
He's on the
yeah.
Oh God.
So yeah, no Sixers swag.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
People ask me for tickets all the time. I'm like, I direct my family members to StubHub.com. We just don't get them. 5 years ago, I could have got you 10 seats easily.
Well, Matt is now in charge of middays.
Wow.
He is taking over. Have a great day, Philadelphia. I don't take any crap from anybody.
The John DiBella Podcast.
Sing.
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.